Log Talk Radio.
Welcome. Well, we're 3 days into the new year. I hope you are feeling as fantastic as I am. I am just overflowing, beaming to the utmost with excitement. And I'm very excited about the topic today. And the topic for today is tap into your mental greatness. Now, you know what? You need to let that sink in. So while you're letting that sink in, tap into your mental greatness. I want to just take this time, this moment, first of all, to welcome you to the broadcast again today. And for those of you, if it's your first time tuning in, we welcome you to the show. For those of you who want to listen to past episodes, you can go to the archives and listen to past episodes. For those of you who want to also connect with us or you have suggestions or comments, you can email us through lilisa.williams@gmail.com or releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. Now, I have to make one little correction because I did state throughout the intro that you can go to the website lilisajwilliams.com, but that website is no longer up, so you would have to go to release-your-power.com. And so that way you could take a look around and see what that's even all about. Why is it so important that I'm trying to convince people to release their power? So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Thursday, the absolute third day of the year. Stop for a moment and think about what you've done so far. You know, I hate to say this, I really do, but I got a feeling that for some people this year is going to fly by, and what will you have to show for it? What will you have set forth? What will you achieve? And if you listened to the show yesterday, or if you also listened to the conference boot camp that we did online, or if you listened to the other online webinar that I did about dreams, one thing I must caution you about is the fact that you must have a plan. I cannot stress that enough. Without a plan, you're basically planning to fail. And I really do mean that, and I really do absolutely believe that. You know, I could give you numerous examples of incidences where there was no plan and failure came as a result of it. And likewise, I could give you a list of things that were achieved, and I could show you the plan, the steps, the goals, the objectives that were laid out, the milestones, the things that were reached in order to get to the goals, the small goals, the short-term goals. So, yes, this morning I want to talk to you and teach you how to tap into your mental greatness. Yes, I want to teach you some steps, some strategies, some tips that you can use to tap into your mental greatness. And the reason I say mental greatness, because greatness, how great is your mind? Very great. Your mind is super phenomenally great. You probably have not even, as a matter of fact, most people will never tap into their full greatness in their lifetime. That's right, I said it. A lifetime is often not enough time to tap into your greatness. And so if you have a pen or a pencil or a piece of paper, I want you to take a minute and I want you to list some things that you know you're great at, some things that you know you're great at. And I'm going to give you about 1 minute to do that. Okay, so think about that. Some things that you're great at. Now, as it relates to your mental greatness, in other words, your mind is very great. Think about it. A thought, just a thought which comes from your mind, a thought can take you from the bottom all the way to the top. And similarly, a thought can take you from the top all the way to the bottom. Thoughts are powerful. Okay, let me just break it down to you really simple. If you're listening to this broadcast via an iPad, a cell phone, a smartphone, a computer, a desktop computer, a laptop computer, however you're listening to this broadcast, that means someone thought of this. This was someone's thought. Before this telephone came about, it was someone's thought. Believe it or not, your life is the result of a thought. It's the result of some other things as well. But God said, "Let I think, I'll make man." You know, he says, "As a man thinketh." You see, I'm going to tell you how powerful and how important it is to understand that you have mental greatness. He said for you to have the mind of Christ. Now, I know, even if you don't think that much about yourself, most of you think Christ is great, regardless of what else you might think about him. So the very fact that you can have that same mind, and I dare say you do have that mind. So when I say tap into your mental greatness, what am I talking about here? I'm talking about tapping into the essence, the attributes, the details of your mind. Now, most people are familiar with a book by a very popular woman preacher, Joyce Myers, entitled Battlefield of the Mind. And she does a lot of teaching on how our thoughts are at battle. There's a war going on inside of our heads, so to speak. But I want to teach you how to use your mind for something great. In other words, how to tap into that inner you. And here's the thing. just like with anything else, you have to learn and develop and grow. Your mind is tough. Oh, yes, it is. Your mind is great. Yes, it is. But it doesn't get that way naturally. It doesn't get that way by accident. It doesn't get that way by chance. You have to build up your mind. And I know a lot of people didn't know this, and I feel bad that nobody ever told you. Well, I'm here telling you now. If you neglect this witness right now, then whose fault is it? Okay, maybe we can blame other people for the reasons why we never learned something. But now that you hear it from me, now that you're under the sound of my voice and I'm telling you that your mind is great, but that it is no greater than what you make of it. You ever see people, and I know back in the day, they don't do that much anymore. They don't say this much anymore. But they used to, back in the day, they would say that people were mentally retarded. Or they would say they had these mental problems or what have you. Now I'm telling you that to make your mind great, you have to do the work. Yes, God gave you your mind, but he gave it to you to transform it. He gave it to you to renew it. He gave it to you to tap into it. There is so much greatness in your mind that I could spend the next 40 years, if God would allow me to live that long, that means I'd be 106. If he allows me to live that long and I spent the next 40 years, I would not run out of material to talk about on mental greatness. Now, there's other greatness as well. So that's one, mental greatness. But that's one of the most powerful greatness you can have. But I'm going to talk later in another workshop or another seminar about these other greatness that you have. There's probably about 9 of them all together, about 9 things that I came up with of your greatness. So hopefully you had taken a piece of paper and you had written that down, and you had written down what I had asked you to write down, some things that some things that you achieved. So here's the thing. Tap into your mental greatness. How are you going to do that? What does it take? What does it look like? And I want to teach you more about that, but it's important that you know that you can tap into your mental greatness, that you can be great no matter where you are, no matter where you've been. You can tap into, because you are great. But your mind has a lot of power in it. Your thoughts. He said that we will become as we think. Your thoughts cannot be all over the place. Your thoughts cannot just be willy-nilly. Your thoughts cannot just be, I'll think this and I'll think that and I'll let my mind roam. Don't let your, please hear me and hear me good. Do not allow your mind just to roam. God didn't give you that awesome, great, wonderful tool to just let it roam. I mean, come on. No, you have to direct it. You know, he even tells us that the Holy Spirit leads and guides us. You have to get in line and tap into direction. He is directing you. He's directing your mind. But you have to tap into the direction. He's comforting you. That's what he said. I came alongside to comfort you. But you got to tap into the comfort. Don't fight the comfort. Some people fight the comfort that he tries to bring us. Don't fight it. Flow with it. You know, that's probably going to be one of my new sayings this year. Don't fight, flow. Stop fighting and flow. Flow with the things of God. The only reason that you want to tap into your mental greatness is because you believe. You have to first believe that you have greatness. You can't go around feeling like you're nothing. I remember my mother, she was totally against that. She could not, my mother, God bless her and God rest her soul, she could not stand when people felt like they were nothing. It's because she believed that being great and wanting something great and doing great had nothing to do with where you came from, what side of the tracks, whether you were white, black, blue, or green, whether you're male or female, whether you're rich or poor. She believed, like I believe, that your greatness comes from what God has given you, free. It's a free gift. You didn't buy it. You couldn't pay for it. You'll never make enough money. But if you neglect the greatness that's in you, if you do that, you will have done a very devastating thing. And what I'm saying is, this is a new year. What better time to start fresh, to start new? What better time to leave the past behind but a new year? This is the best thing that could happen to you right now, is that God allowed January 1st, 2013. He allowed you to see January 1st, 2013. He's allowing you to connect with a positive force for the new year. There's not much greater than that. But you have to tap into your mental greatness. Here's how you have to do it. You have to feed the mind. See, the mind likes to eat, just like people, right? The mind is just like people. It loves to eat. It's hungry. Are you starving your mind? Are you holding back knowledge from your mind? And I certainly want to welcome those who are tuned in. And please, if you wanted to make, you know, a comment, I'm going to open up the phone lines in about another 5 minutes, and you can ask a question. And when it's time, I'll let you know. But I am so excited about your greatness because you have a mind. First of all, you've already made the first step by tuning into the broadcast, whether you're listening to the archives or you're on the phone lines, or I see that there's no one in the chat room. But if you are tuned in somehow, then that means you've already made the first step of tapping into your greatness. Now, here's the thing about tapping into your greatness. It's just like a jar with a very tight lid on it. When you break that lid, like especially like if you had like a soda or something, and it fizzes, it's released. By you tapping in, you're releasing this greatness. And your mind is your most powerful weapon. Your heart is your most valuable. It's just like in chess. If you know anything about the game of chess, you have pieces. And you have the rook and the knight and the pawns. You have the bishops. And you have the castle. And then you have the king and the queen. And everyone knows that the pieces of a chessboard are based on moves, how they move. And your life is based on how you move. Yeah, I said it. Your life is based on how you move, the steps you take. That's why he said the steps of a good man or woman is ordered by the Lord. How you step is important. He said, my word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. How you step is critical. And just like in a chess game, the pieces, how they move, determine how the game will be played. Okay? How the game will be played. Pawns, they move one way, they move a certain way. The rooks move a certain way. The knights move a certain way. The king, which is, okay, the most valuable piece, because that's how you win the game, is by what happens to that king. If you capture that person's king, the game is won. The king is the most powerful piece because it causes it to win, just like your mind is the most powerful thing you have, because with your mind you can win. Why? Because your mind is great. But the heart is the most valuable piece. That's why you have to watch who and how you connect with people and what people you let in your life. And the Bible tells us, guard your heart. Oh, come on now. You have to guard your heart and your mind. But the heart is the most valuable. On the chessboard, the queen is the most valuable piece. Why? Because she can move in any direction. The king can only move in diagonal, horizontal, okay? No, I'm sorry. The king can only move horizontal or vertical. But the queen can move horizontal, vertical, or diagonally. And that makes her the most powerful piece on the board. She's the only one on the board that can move in three different directions. Oh, come on now. You have to be able to know when to move in which direction. Your heart might be telling you, okay, to move this way or that way. But see, with your mind, you have to think. You have to remember now you want to be successful. That's why I said earlier in the broadcast, you have to have a plan. Without a plan, you have no, you know, you have no confidence that you're going to reach any success. Okay? For instance, when I went to high school, I had absolutely no plan, so I ended up dropping out. When I went to the military, I had absolutely no plan, I ended up getting kicked out. I went and I had many great, wonderful jobs, but I went on those jobs with absolutely no plan. Therefore, I didn't reach the success that I probably could have. The only places where I've seen my success has been in the places where I had a plan. When I got ready to go back to college, I had a plan, and I was able to achieve 3 college degrees and working on a 4th, a PhD. I just went up the ladder in a plan, associate, bachelor's, master's, PhD. But it was a plan. When I got ready to write my book, the only reason I have books that are published, why? Because I sat down with a plan to get the book published. I'm telling you, in my book, The Art of Making Money as a Self-Published Author, in that book it says you got to have a plan. You need a plan. I'm telling you, without a plan, you will fail. When I got married, I started out with no plan and my marriage failed. I went into a separation after 10 years. I absolutely had no plan. I said, God, when I was separated, I asked the Lord for a whole solid year and a half, God, what did I do wrong? And then he showed me. He said, you had no plan for success of this marriage. So I laid out a plan on how this marriage was going to be a success. And guess what? Now we're going into 23 years in just 2 more months. I'm telling you, you need a plan if you want to be successful. So tap into your mental greatness, but that's what you get with your mental greatness. Now, some things that you need to do in order to tap into your mental greatness. One, you have to, as I stated it before, and maybe I stated it a little too casually, so I want to state it more emphatically now. You need to learn to be great. Greatness is a learned behavior. Children, they come in the world cute. Yes, there are little babies, and yes, they're great for the most part, okay, until they start doing all that little crazy stuff, and then we say, wait a minute, what happened? So you have to learn to be great. You know, the Bible even says Jesus learned, all right? He was disciplined and learned. You have to learn how to be great. But tapping into this mental, and I'm going to open up the phone lines in a minute, so get ready. One of the things you can do is by using positive daily affirmations. Positive daily affirmations. I have several, like, I have one set of affirmations that says, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am powerful, and I am in control of my own destiny. That's one set of affirmations that I use and I say on a regular basis. The second thing you need to do is you need to be able to attend positive seminars. Much like this one, webinars, seminars, there's absolutely no excuse. You have to learn greatness. You have to feed your mind to make it great. He says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Number 3 is you cannot focus on past hurt, pain, shame, and guilt. I didn't say don't recognize it. I didn't say don't acknowledge it. I said don't focus on it. Don't dwell in it. It's what can come good of it? Unless you're using it as a speech. I talk about my pain and past things all the time, but that's because I'm a motivational speaker. And when I'm talking about having been raped and abused or this or that, I'm talking before 20 people or 200 people. I'm trying to show people that if I can stand there in front of 20, 30, 40, 50, 200, 2,000 people and talk about it, then guess what? That means I'm over it. That means it's over. It's done. The minute you can share your stuff, your ugliness, your raggediness in front of people like that, trust me, you're over it. See, the enemy wants us to, I can't tell nobody. I can't say that. I can't speak it. See, that's what the devil wants people to do, and that's how he keeps them trapped. That's how he keeps them in bondage. But when I could come on national TV, national radio, international radio, I've spoken before hundreds of people, and I'll sit there and say, I was arrested, I've been to jail, I was a prostitute, I was raped, I left my husband, I could do all these different things. And there are some venues I say things that I don't say in others. You see, because sometimes I have to recognize, okay, sure, I'm set free from it, but what about the other people? Some people are still living in that, so I can't say certain things, because not because it'll hurt me, because it'll hurt them, because not everybody is ready to be that transparent. But I don't focus on it. You know, people ask me all the time, how do you do that? How do you just so freely this and that? That's because I've tapped into my mental greatness. And you have to feed your mind, I'm telling you. If you're not feeding your mind, then you ought to be feeding your spirit. You must feed the both of them on a regular daily basis. Because remember, it's just like a natural food. People say you are what you eat. And I know some of you health buffs, you know what I'm talking about. People in the medical field, people in the health and physical field, you know what I'm talking about. People say you are what you eat. Well, guess what? You are what you think. So mental greatness, you have to feed your mind with greatness. There's a book, a guy, Napoleon Hill wrote, called Think and Grow Rich. Some people that are broke, let me tell you why we're broke. We're broke because we think brokenness. We're broke because we hang around broke people. We're broke because we're always talking about being broke. That's the only reason we're broke. We're not broke because of our color of our skin, and we're not broke because of what they're doing in the White House. No, we're broke because we think broke. Most people that are sick, they're sick because they think sickness. That's all they think about. Oh, I'm going to be sick. Oh, this is going to make me sick. Oh, if I don't do that, I'm going to be sick. Oh, if I go around this person, I'm going to be sick. Oh, if I don't get this, I'm going to be sick. Well, that's why they're sick. People that are healthy and happy are like that because it's what they think. Oh, I'm going to be happy. Oh, I'm going to be healthy. Oh, I'm going to get another blessing. Oh, I'm going to get another happiness. Oh, I'm going to get another blessing. Oh, I'm going to get joy in my life. Oh, I'm going to have wealth. Oh, I'm going to have great, wonderful friends. That's why they get that, because that's what they think. It's really not that complicated. So hopefully I broke it down for you today. Hopefully you will leave this webinar, this radio show rather, understanding that it is your hour, that it is your time to absolutely shine, that it is your time to live your dream in 2013, that you will tap into your mental greatness. Because you may say, but I don't think my mind is great. Feed it with great stuff. I'm giving you my ultra secrets that I rarely share with people, but for some reason, God has me sharing these things in 2013, so catch it while you can. Catch it while you can at no cost, because I think shortly you're going to have to pay for everything I do and say. No, I'm only teasing. But because I can't help it. I try my best to give it away. I try my best to charge people for this stuff, but I can't. It's so good, I can't keep it. But that's the ultimate weapon, is that you have to feed it. So feed you can grow great. I'm telling you, I don't care where you come from. I don't care what hell you've been through. You can grow greatness, but you've got to begin to feed your mind. It's like a computer. When I first started taking computer lessons back in 1978, they told me that a computer, they gave a scenario, garbage in, garbage out. And that's like our brain. You know, computers are based on the brain, right? Well, guess what? In your brain, garbage in, garbage out. If you begin to see a lot of garbage piling up in your life, look at your brain. That's all. Don't look at the people. Look. You're going to look there eventually at your brain. But look at your brain first. Because people are part of your brain. The people that you are around, trust me, they're feeding your brain. Like with me. I do not associate or deal with negative people. And because of that, I don't have that many friends. Because when people come around, they will see that I will drop them like a hot potato. I have no room in my life, no place in my life anymore. I spent the first 35 years of my life with negative people. And so I stopped it. I stopped that when I got 35. I put an end to it. Even though I put an end to it at around the age 35, but it didn't totally kick in until I was close to 55. So it took almost 20 years to kick in. But the reason I'm here the way I am on Blog Talk Radio and the webinars and seminars is because I don't want you to have to wait 40 years for it to kick in for you. So what I had to, what took me 20 years because I had to learn it piece by piece and step by step for myself. There was no, I didn't have that role map, that person there to show me. But you have that. That's what I'm trying to do. You don't have to accept it, of course. You could go on and try to figure it out for yourself. They said a smart person is a person who learns by their own mistakes. But someone said that, but a wise person is a person who learns by the mistakes of others. So you decide, where do you want to be, just smart or do you want to be wise? Remember, a smart person learns from their own mistakes, but a wise person learns from the mistakes of others. That's why the Bible says he who lacks wisdom is literally perishing. Why? Because wisdom comes from listening to and watching and learning from the mistakes of others. That's why we have the Bible. It's full of mistakes that other people have made. And if we would simply read it and study it and learn from it, we won't make those same mistakes. Okay, so that's all we have time for today. I definitely want to get any, open up the phone lines now if you have any comments, questions, concerns, or outbursts. You just hit your number one key, and I would be glad to entertain you at this time. So I'll give you just a minute. I know some people have their phones on mute. And while you're pressing the number one key, I definitely want to invite you to our webinars, our seminars, where we're going to be going deeper into helping people live the life of their dreams. I believe this is the best life that you can live, is to live it abundantly. He said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. It's a wonderful life to live your dreams. Have the, oh my God, it's just over the top, you see, to be fulfilled, to totally fulfilled, because so many people in life are not, but they can be, because you have greatness on the inside of you, and you're going to tap into it. And I just told you about one greatness, because I wanted to get to the most powerful greatness that you have, and that's your mind. But I'm going to tell you about at least seven other greatness that you have in you, and I'm going to be teaching you over the next several weeks how to tap into and strengthen each area of that greatness. You know, again, your mental greatness, that's your most powerful greatness that you have. But there's other greatnesses as well, and one of them is your most valuable. But the mind is the most powerful, because that's where you make decisions. That's where your will is, where you decide whether you're going to do this or not. So I hope, you know, that you will definitely tune back into the archives. I understand if you don't have a comment, if you don't have a question, but if you do, we welcome it. We welcome certainly people who are listening from New York, California, Japan. We have people listening from Canada. We have people listening to this broadcast from North Carolina, South Carolina, all the way from Dallas. We have people in Dallas, Maryland, who listen to this broadcast all over the world. And, you know, 2013, we're going in hard. We're helping people if they want to write their books. You want to start a business. You want to achieve a college education. We want to teach you how to do it. As a matter of fact, I sent out please hook up with me on Facebook. That's the easiest way to connect with me. Please follow me on Facebook. I sent out yesterday an announcement about a new association that I just launched. It's called Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Association. Being a part of that association will allow you to get coaching, mentoring, will allow you to be interviewed on my radio shows about your products and services. It will allow you to have a profile page on my website. It will allow you discounts into any events that I have. The events are local and national events right now where I travel to different states, North Carolina, Maryland, Virginia. I'll be in Virginia on the 19th of January at a women's leadership conference there. I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio in March at a conference there, and just different in various places. But, you know, if you're in these cities, we'll be in North Carolina in May at a Christian writers conference. I love to travel. I don't know where that came from, but I've been doing it now for a little while. So you can tap into this Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Association. The registration fee is just $20. That's it for the whole year, for the whole year. And what you're going to get, or you'll get weekly motivational tips and tools and strategies. You'll be able to tune in to the webinar at a very low price. Members can tap into these, to the webinars, for just $1. Non-members would pay, you know, higher than that. And I'm telling you, it's awesome, awesome, awesome. We're on a mission to save the lives of 1 billion women, 1 billion women around the world, women that are ex-prostitutes, women that are in drug rehab centers all over the world. And when you join this association, you can also, you know, tap into being one of my fellows. These are individuals that I'm going to teach and train you how to do the same type of work that I do, to be a motivational speaker and leader, to be a woman entrepreneur, to be that person out there who is campaigning and being an advocate in the community. So I'm only going to take on probably no more than 5 fellows for any one given year, and I'll work with them for a whole year. So we'll start that shortly, but we're very, very excited about this. So, okay, I guess no one had a question or a comment. I appreciate you. I see that my beautiful, awesome, awesome niece, daughter, I just created that word, y'all. My niece, daughter is on the line. I bless you. I love you. I thank you so much for connecting with us. Please, you know, call me later. I'll have my phone on so we can talk. I know you're getting, oh, there you are. God bless you. Yes, God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, thank you so much. All your words, the topic today is so where I'm at, and I just thank you so much, Aunt Lisa, for your words and encouragement. I tell you, I don't know how I lived without this, but I'm so glad that I'm here now. I did have a question, though.
Yeah.
That I didn't want to get away from in this time. And the topic that you had today, tapping into your mental greatness, you actually hit on an author that I had been studying, and I really couldn't understand. When we get to this as believers sometimes, when we're dealing with the mind, sometimes when we're not feeling it, we don't feel like we need to do something, or that we feel like we need to keep our word, then we don't. And how can you get past that? I know I should pray every day. I know I should be reading my word every day. And sometimes feelings get in the way of that. And, you know, I've been blessed, and I know I need to run right back. But for a lot of us, you know, I don't think we know how to get past the feelings. We want to run back when it hurts. We'll get back where we are, but I don't know how we can get past those feelings sometimes. What can we do with those feelings to keep ourselves motivated? And then also I wanted to ask, you know, when you're tapping into mental greatness, you know, when you do, it's more or less, how do you do that? How do you, because when you, if you don't know, how do you keep yourself in a courage, you know, because it doesn't happen overnight. I can do this for a week, and, you know, things might still be the same. What can you tell us to keep us encouraged that this changed? Because I know it didn't happen overnight for you either.
Okay, one of the things I had said, and you might have to go back and listen to the, sometimes the stuff comes so fast, and you might, you know, like a movie, you watch the movie,
right.
Every time you watch it, you're like, oh, I didn't hear that part. One of the things I said was that, remember, you have to feed the mind.
Okay.
Now, like in the natural, you eat every day. So you do have to feed your mind at least every day with positive stuff. So again, okay. Whether it's reading the scripture, whether it's tuning into the LaLisa Williams show, whether it's tuning into my Achieve Your Dream webinar, and that's why I'm creating this group of women leaders and entrepreneurs, so that I can have these weekly things sent out to people or daily affirmations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, stay encouraged. You're right. You really can't do it by yourself. I wish you could. God didn't build us to do it by ourselves.
Okay. Right. Okay.
We're just not built to do that.
Okay.
So you absolutely have to connect with somebody. And so for you, what I hear you saying is, wow, I think I have someone right here in my own family I can connect with.
Right. Right. I know that, yes.
A connection is a connection. It didn't matter if it was me or someone else. The fact is you have to connect with people who are going to support your greatness.
Right.
You have to connect with people. And what happens is it takes a while to be built up. It's like when you go to the gym. Right away, you don't see results. You might go to the gym and pump iron for it may be a month before you even see one little iota of results.
Right.
But it doesn't mean the change is not happening. And before you know it, now the muscle is there. But if you had stopped lifting those weights, you had stopped going to the gym, you would have never got to see the results. So just like in that fashion, yes, you have to keep working and operating on yourself, even when you don't see the results, even when it doesn't feel like anything's happening. It's like when people try to diet. A lot of people give up on their diets. Why? Because they don't see results right away.
Okay.
So they think nothing. Okay? Is that
That's it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Don't worry. I have some other one of the things you mentioned is part of what I'm going to talk about in these other forms of greatness. I just tapped on one today. That's the mind. Remember, I said there's about 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do all of them.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yes.
One just so that you'll know, one of them is emotional greatness.
Okay.
Okay, so wonderful. That's all we have time for. The blog talk will cut us off any second. Appreciate your call, so hopefully we'll see you back tomorrow morning, same time, same place. And don't forget to call me later.
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you for those of you who are listening to the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to another segment. And don't forget, no matter what, you got to say, ain't no stopping me now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.